All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Quick segment two here. We've got David Sloan on the line, former UVA running back. Frank's going to do a quick introduction, and then we're going to ask David some questions.
Well, first off, David was a terrific running back, grew up in Charlottesville, played at UVA from 1973 to 1976. And back in those days, he had to make his own holes most of the time. Let me tell you that. Played with Billy Copeland. They were high school buddies, good college buddies, and, you know, really was a great time in terms of how hard they would play. And they did beat North Carolina once, 44-40 in Scott Stadium. Still one of my favorite all-time games I've ever seen. And David has always been almost like a modern-day historian for Virginia football, as well as a Rostrontier and quite the realtor. So, David, are you there?
I'm here, Frank. How you doing, Hobo? How are you?
We're good. Tell us what's going on. How can we get better?
Well, you know, I'm thinking first, it just dawned on me today, actually, that we probably ought to get Mike on the phone with Tom Coughlin, Mike Shanahan, and Mike Tomlin. Because I can promise you, none of those three guys at the NFL level expected to be in this position. And, you know, I think, you know, we look at this program, and I think like so many things that we have in the world of sports these days, it's expectations. And so far, our expectations are not being met. I think we can kind of go back and look, you know, back at the preseason, and we knew that this was going to be a young football team and probably going to take some lumps early on, and they certainly have done that. And, I, like a lot of Wahoo fans, am disappointed with where we are right now, but I think it's still too early to start pointing fingers. You know, I mean, I think we've got, you know, that's a pretty daggone good staff that's sitting up there at the McHugh Center right now looking at film, trying to figure out how they're going to get better. So I think if I would say anything, it would be let's put the brakes on here for just a second and give these guys a chance. Yeah, statistically, not much to hang our hat on right now. But, you know, I think they got some good young kids up there. I think they've made a lot of mistakes. Maybe it's time to talk to a couple of old schoolers today. And, of course, rules, the way things change, and a couple of old schoolers today were like thinking there should be a little more of a severance or some sort of punishment or penalty for when you do stupid things in the course of a game, when you do ill-advised things. I think this past week, Frank, I think we got a couple of bad calls. I think I don't think Parks fumbled the football. I don't think the penalty called on Eli Harold was justified. But you know what? That's what happens in sports. That's what happens in college football.
Yeah, sometimes you've got to overcome the refs and just play through that sort of thing. David, I think one key issue is the development of the quarterback. David Watford showed some good signs in this game, particularly that long pass to Tim Smith late, it was early fourth quarter, but also in the first half, he had some good escapes and made some nice plays, and he did help Virginia get to a 17-7 lead. But then it's like Virginia got very conservative. The coaches at one point in one series called seven straight runs. Now, granted, Virginia scored, but I'm not sure I've seen that happen this year where a team calls seven straight runs. I mean, there's a lot of passing going on in college football today. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I think, you know, I honestly, Frank, one of the things we've been sort of waiting for all year long, and even into last season, is for the running game to kick into gear. And you know, I think that if it's working, and you want to come back to it, I don't remember what juncture in the game, you know, in the game that was, but you know, I think one of the things that we need to do to free up David Watford is to establish the run. And so maybe the coaches were thinking along those lines rather than being conservative. Hey, we're actually moving the ball on the ground, which we haven't been successful at doing so far this year except against VMI. So maybe that was the thought process there.
Hey, David, we're going to take a quick break. Can you hang with us? And we also have Richard on the line. Richard, if you can stay tuned through the break, we'll get you on when we come back, and you can ask your question of David Sloan, Frank and Hobbo, and Chris, and anybody else you want to ask the question of. So stay tuned. Who's Talking? Be back after these messages.